The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. The strong, the powerful Anthony Sarandria is here on Money Savage Create. Welcome, Anthony.
George, how are you, brother? Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
I'm good, man. I'm doing good. Anthony, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure, brother. Yeah, I love it. So, run a company that really million Americans per year to different financial products to help them get out of debt, fix their credit, find the right insurance. So very similar to a LendingTree. People are familiar on the podcast, except for subprime individuals. So, like I mentioned, we spend close to 6 figures a day on marketing, driving customers to matching them accordingly to the right product. That's going to help them in their life. My why or my drive, part of that question is I started actually wanting to help people lose weight and be a personal trainer. And I started realizing that the reason why people, didn't have time to work out is because they were working two jobs, or the reason why they couldn't eat a nice organic, meal was that, and they had to stop at Taco Bell for, $3 dinner real quick was because they didn't have the finances behind it to support that healthy living, healthy lifestyle. So the second I realized that, it was like a big slap in the face and said, I really have to help people, straighten up their finance in order to be able to help them with so many other things. And since then, I've been able to unravel the, anxiety, depression, suicide, divorce, and all these other issues that come with, having financial woes or struggles. And really, I found a nice place or nice calling for myself and the team.
Well, that's awesome. And I know that you are a frequent contributor to sites like Forbes and Inc. and Entrepreneur, and you've been recognized as a top entrepreneur by lots of different organizations. And so whenever I have people on the show that are doing a lot of things, I'm always curious how you talk to yourself, if you have certain kind of self-talk and if you've figured things out and if that self-talk has evolved over the years.
Yeah, 100%. Well, it's funny you say that. I started looking at myself. Maybe this is because I work on the internet. Like, my brain was like a computer, where like I had to train it. And self talk is, I think, extremely important. At least for myself, I remember even like when I first started doing stuff. Like, I think it's Smith that said, "Being realistic is the most commonly traveled path to mediocrity." And he said, I think there's a certain delusional successful people. And I really ate that heavy when I heard that and started becoming delusional with the way I talked to myself and the way I viewed the world. So even if I wasn't at the place I wanted to be at, I was there in my mind, and I was already envisioning and taking those steps and talking myself through that and dreaming about it and talking before I went to bed about it, whether it was, being a great sales guy you learn how to talk to people, or you know, you love conquering, you know, conquering things that are hurdles and fears. And these are all things that I don't think we naturally are born with, or you have that stamina, charisma, or confidence around that. I think that the delusional quality that you can, any of us can develop by just, you know, practicing that self-talk is extremely important, I think, in being able to realize your goals and make them come to fruition.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's sort of a foreign thing, right? And it's weird to think about, okay, I need to be, number one, thinking about how it is that I want to show up in the world and how I want to be serving people. But then I need to also be telling myself that, so it like sort of seeps into my subconscious.
Imposter syndrome, really, at least speak firsthand. I consistently kind of have to fight that. Like, I'm like, you know, am I cheating to get here? Did I, you know, why me? Is this even really happening? And it sounds funny and silly, and maybe people can relate, even if it's on a different level or a different context. But it kind of comes back to your conversation around self-talk. It's like, no, you are worthy to be where you are today, and there is a reason there. And it's funny because you can have a little bit of going through right now with our, you know, quarantine and COVID and all this stuff. I think a lot of people have a lot more time on their hands and a lot more time to reflect on what's going on. If this is the path they want to be on, do they want to be on a different path? And, you know, hearing, you know, talk, things like, you know, positive self-talk. I mean, there's almost not as much of an excuse for now to do that, because you're literally going to go crazy if you don't start doing that.
Yeah, I think it is a great opportunity to be doing the work of digging into your psyche and digging into your subconscious and doing all that. Whereas, because maybe you do have a little bit more time on your hands, you know, perhaps you're busier than ever, but And as I say that, there's probably never going to be a perfect time to be doing this work, but the sooner you can get to it, I think it's really going, and I'm sure that you've experienced, you know, a marked improvement in every aspect of your life when you started doing that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I couldn't agree more. And I think it really takes that commitment to, you know, your mental psyche, like you would your physical health, or like you would your business or your job or things like that. And realizing that really I heard the other day that, you know, athletes peak around 28 because their bodies, you know, they're focused on their body and their body and their body, where an entrepreneur we don't know these numbers, but Warren Buffett made like 80% of his income after the age of 55 or something like that, or after the age of 60 something. So essentially the idea there is we're continuing, everyone's podcast, you know, depending on your NBA athlete is, you know, your what you need to be working on is your mind and growing that, your knowledge, your self-talk, your attitude, your personality, all the things, because that's going to compound forever. And the mind doesn't break down like the body does for an athlete when you're putting massive work into it and things like that. And I think for me, that kind of understanding, like I was going to the gym, okay, I was eating right, okay, I was working late hours, got it, I was doing all this stuff, but I wasn't focused, I wasn't building my mind, which really, when it's like done now, it's like that probably the single biggest needle mover is the conversation that I'm having with myself 24 hours of the day in between my two ears, my brain, you know.
Yeah. I totally agree, man. So right now you are, and always, you're doing a lot of things. You have a lot of responsibilities. You've got a team of people. Are there certain daily essentials that, you know, I have to be doing this every day, no matter what?
Yeah, and I think, you know, for me, you know, getting back to if we're talking, you know, not necessarily those, you know, it's work. That's my meditation and my reset. For me, I know if I don't at least get something done every single day, my attitude decreases, my performance decreases in work or whatever that is. So that for me really is number one, and that might not for everyone. And I meditating for 5 minutes, it may be whatever that is to kind of reset yourself and get yourself right mindset and mood is very important. Executionally for work, you know, it's consistently evolving. And I think, you know, the one thing that I need to be doing every doing on what I need to be doing every day that day. So it's sort of bed. It's writing down, you know, if tomorrow is a successful day, what is the one thing that I'll get done tomorrow? And literally, I write that on a post-it note next to my bed every single night. I will wake up the next day, and I will not go to sleep until that is finished on whatever it is. That's what I said makes today a good day. So even if the world fell apart and I freaking, you know, everything crashes, you know, that was in my control, and that's what I set out to conquer that day, and that's what I did. So that consistent evaluation and reevaluation on you know, where you should be prioritizing your time. And you know, a friend of mine said, you know, there's four D's. It's you defer it. That means you do it. Either delegate it, you give it somewhere else, you delete it, you get rid of it, or you do it. And you know, everything that comes across my face, I'm really going in, mess up that order a little bit. You know, I'm trying to delete it first. Can I just remove it from my life? Next, can I delegate it? Can I get it to somebody else? You know, on the team, or you know, if someone listening is a coworker or something like that. Defer it. Can I do it later? Like, is this really time sensitive to do right this second, or do I need to get this done right now? And that consistent questioning or that thought process has helped me stay organized when I think pretty much everybody listening right now probably gets a million things thrown at them all day long. And it's really a game of, you know, how do you shift through the minutiae? And that process has really helped me a lot.
Yeah, I think that's extremely valuable. I love that. Delete, delegate, defer, or just do it. So, and then, yep. And then you actually write down on a sticky note and put it actually on your bed.
Right next to my bed. Yep, right on the nightstand. It's what the tomorrow, what makes tomorrow extraordinary. What one task, if I got done, would make tomorrow, you know, a success. And that's it. And that's what I'm about to conquer all day long. And everything else around it, I still do take care of. And but it's all noise compared to, you know, what the major needle mover that I need to get done tomorrow.
And this is something that you know that you have control over.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't set out to say, you know, triple the business tomorrow. You know, I look at all, you know, 100 tasks on my list and I say, you know, what is the one that's going to bring the most value to me, to the team, to the business, to our customers. And that I know I can, you know, reasonably get done within, you know, a 10 hour day. I'm not saying the task takes 10 hours. It may only take 5 minutes, but whatever that is, it's like, that is the goal tomorrow, is to get that done. Everything else, again, too, I'm not saying I'm canceling meetings and I'm saying I got to get this thing done, you know, but yes, to answer your question, yeah, it's a smart goal in a lot of ways. It's realistic. I know I can get it done tomorrow and I go for it. Yeah.
Nice. So as you've sort of evolved and you've been doing this work and you've becoming more efficient, are there certain things that you have really stopped doing?
Things I don't like to do. So that sounds super generic. You know, I'm a big believer in order to be world class in something, you have to really deeply, intimately love what you're doing. And, you know, I think you see it with a Kevin Hart, you know, with, you know, there's literally a term starving comedian, you know, and this guy's on the path to become a billionaire because he loves what he's doing and he can work 18 hours a day on something he loves doing. And nobody can compete with him because he loves it too much, and he'll work 18 hours where anyone else will get burnt out. So, for me, you know, when you're talking about continuously evolving, I've really, you know, started to narrow down, you know, what are the things that I love to do, and I try and do more and more of that. And then the 20-30%, you know, at first it was 90% of things I didn't like to do. It was it was really those other three D's, you know, it was get rid of them, give them to someone else. And you know, well, really two of them, even defer it later didn't even work because it eventually came back on my plate. But yeah, it's, you know, and I'll challenge, you know, anybody listening to, you know, really realize how much of your day I think could be removed or is waste and you don't like to do, and it kind of drains your energy. So I started looking at my energy as a currency. So everybody looks at money as a currency, but you know, how alive was I all day long? How energized was I? How much movement and passion did I have all day? And if I was low, what drained me earlier? Like what were the tasks or what were the things I did? And I was like, oh, that and call with Steve again. It's like, okay, well, stop talking to Steve. You know what I mean? Or whatever, you know? And it was like, it was just, you know, that thought process, you know, really helped me evolve to just continue to work on what, what I love to do. Tactically for me, again, we run a company that operates in a marketing in a lot of ways, and you know it was looking at full strategy. So it was watching over the strategy, not necessarily being in the weeds as far as actually launching ads or doing things like that. It was now a lot more. A joke. I work for my team more than they work for me. I'm consistently pulse checking all day long to see, you know, what can I get you, what can I help you with, you know, where you're struggling right now, things like that. So really I've morphed into a cheerleader in a lot of ways for the team. And I love that role. I love building people up. I love raising the ceiling above someone's thought process. So like, I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if I can do that. And you know, even just a little confidence, Pat said, yeah, we got it. I know we can. I know Oh, you think we can do 100? We can do 1,000 of that, you know, whatever that looks like. And that's really the what I love to do a lot of ways is you know, communicate and inspire and instill, you know, the team to be able to carry out whatever the, you know, day-to-day task is. So, yeah.
I love it, man. Perfect. Well, Anthony, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, brother, it's fail fast. I leave a lot of podcasts with that. It all revolves around, you know, I think a lot of people have, whether it's an idea or a business idea or whatever it is, they have a massive ego around that or care for it, which is great at the surface. That means you really, you know, have a ton of heart around whatever your idea or your business is or whatever it is. But a lot of times that turns into, you know, thousands of dollars, years of work, things like that, and it never gets off the ground or outdated at that point. And you know, really this thought process around failing quickly and learning and moving and seeking out those failures all day long gets you to from idea to actual success, I think, a lot quicker than those people that spend, you know, we've all talked to them, the person who's had the business idea or been working on the business, it's not going to launch yet, it's about to launch for the last 3 years and it's so outdated at this point, or they've sunk so much time and money into it, and they haven't really even learned what the market really wants. They're building what's perfect in their reality, which is not the, you know, unless they're going to, you know, swipe their own credit card on their own product, it's not going to work. So this is really the biggest thing I can leave.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets
come on.
Anthony, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Sure, brother. I'm pretty active on Instagram. It's just my first and last name. Or if you want to just search my name, I do this all as a give back. So if there's a, reach out on my website, contact form, I'm happy to answer any questions you have too. I try and get to all of them. And anyway, I can help with wherever you're at personally or in your business or idea or job or whatever that is.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Anthony your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Follow him on Instagram and go to the website. Anthony, what is the website again?
It's just anthonysorandria.com is the best place to go.
Perfect. Thank you again, Anthony.
George, thanks for having me, bro. Had a blast.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.